Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The debate continues over the fate of Steward Health Care's 9 hospitals in Massachusetts. State and federal officials say they expect to see plans from Steward soon for its Massachusetts hospitals, and members of the state's congressional delegation have been weighing in. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Representative Stephen Lynch says Steward executives told congressional staffers last week the company plans to leave Massachusetts.
They expressed their intent to exit the Massachusetts healthcare market.
Lynch says Steward executives indicated the situation is urgent at 4 of its Massachusetts hospitals. He interprets that to mean that those facilities will likely close soon, but he says the company didn't provide any timeline. Lynch says he's surprised by the extent of Steward's problems.
The delegation together has, we've directed, I think, over $150 million to the Steward Healthcare network in Massachusetts over the past few years. I was expecting that we would receive some type of notice if they were in dire straits.
Representative Lori Trahan brought up Steward during a congressional health care hearing yesterday. She said for-profit health care companies like Steward are harming patients, especially her constituents who rely on some Steward hospitals.
Families in my district are the ones who are being told that they have to pay the price.
Steward did not respond to requests for comment. The companies only said that low reimbursement rates for publicly insured patients jeopardize its Massachusetts operations. Lawmakers say Steward has also cited the $50 million it owes to its landlord. Steward sold its Massachusetts hospital real estate to the company Medical Properties Trust, or MPT. Steward then leased the property back. Real estate investment trust analyst Robert Simone with the research firm Hedgeye says MPT has loaned Steward millions.
The only reason why Steward is failing right now, in my view, and the math kind of bears it out, is that MPT cannot afford to loan any more money to Steward.
Several lawsuits suggest Steward has other significant debts. One of the largest alleges that Steward owes more than $45 million to a healthcare staffing firm. Steward's already in the process of closing New England Sinai Hospital in Stoughton. At a state hearing last night, Steward officials re-released the hospital closing announcement from December. It said Steward cannot afford to keep the facility open. State officials say they are in talks with Steward and are working to protect healthcare and preserve jobs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.